have our final Tech Tuesday for 2024 with Stephen Sykes. And you said, Stephen, in the webinar we did the other night for Foundation Club members, that you would definitively tell me how many episodes that we've done. Can you do that?
I can. The answer is 65, including today.
65. Not bad.
It's not a bad end.
I think we should try and get Kitten, given this is the last one of the year. Is he going to be making an appearance?
Hello, Paul.
Oh.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's always fantastic to be able to make an appearance on Tech Tuesday.
Fantastic.
I feel like my day just gets better listening to you.
All the same. Yep. Okay. Well, that's nice. You can come on and say that anytime.
He's a bit of a sucker like that. Butt kisser is the term.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask him about the Santa parades before we're done. So I hope he can hang around. Feedback. We like to start with feedback. Who have we heard from?
Yes. So we talked about smart meters last time, and Sue writes that she reads her meter every month and she sends the reading to the provider. I've put two padlocks on my outside meter box in the hopes that this will prevent the power company from adding an RF emitting module without telling me. I suppose padlocks are fairly easily picked, but one can only be so paranoid.
Yeah, well, if they're picked, you know who's picked them.
Yeah, you know who's been wanting to get in. Yep, for sure. And Gordon writes, Hi, Stephen, love your regular show. I was particularly interested in your discussion around smart meters. The main issue I see here is that these meters are designed for new builds. Here, we are retrofitting them to existing houses. This means the meter and its EMF effects are ending up inside our homes rather than on the outside wall. Mine is on a bedroom wall. I don't think I'm being paranoid when I say this is the problem. What do you say, Stephen? What would you do? Well, here's what I would do. If you haven't done it already, remove your microwave oven, turn off the Wi-Fi, or at least when anyone is sleeping, reduce or stop using Bluetooth altogether. And the reason I say that is because if you end up in a phone conversation with someone at the power company and they say, Oh, I bet you're still using a microwave oven. You go, well, actually, no, I'm not. So you can.
I would say that's none of your frickin' business.
Well, yeah. But here's something I read just recently on a safety insert with a Canon inkjet printer. It says, users with cardiac pacemakers, this product emits a low-level magnetic flux. If you feel abnormalities, please move away from the product and consult your doctor.
Okay.
And that's for an inkjet printer. And then also, so if a printer has that kind of warning in the box, what kind of warnings inside the box for a smart meter? I'd also make sure you've got excellent drinking and cooking water. Keep up the exercise. I don't know how well you'd go with it, but if you or anyone works at home, you can't, under the Health and Safety Act, introduce a known hazard into the workplace.
Oh.
And at the moment, EMFs are classified as a class 2B carcinogen, which isn't the same thing as saying that something is carcinogenic to humans. And there are lots of people that want to have that upgraded to a more severe rating. I'd also get a measurement of the EMF that surrounds your existing meter and quote this figure to your power company and ask if what they're proposing to replace yours with is equal to or less than what you have, and ask about the dirty electricity that their proposed meter will introduce. Or you could do what Denise has written and said, sounds like she's had a bit of success, that her husband's been talking to Mercury and they will remove their smart meter and replace it with a new analog meter at their own cost, which is approximately $300, and they are looking to disconnect from their existing provider and apply to Mercury in the new year. So that might be another angle you might want to go on as well.
I got an email from Mercury, the provider at my last place. I've moved since. Haven't been there for 2 weeks. 2 days ago, I get an email saying, congratulations, you've used less power. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's because we don't even freaking live there anymore.
Well, this one would make you feel better.
Yeah. Oh, that's the massaging that goes on. All right. Carry on. More items.
Just one other one. Someone has written about Bluetooth signals that are now emanating from vaxxed bodies, and they say they can verify firsthand that it's absolutely true. It may sound like a far-out conspiracy, but it's true and relatively easy to verify firsthand with the right software and an unlocked Android phone. Also, there's now a whole new covert Bluetooth mesh network being rolled out everywhere, and there's a link provided, which I haven't got around to seeing. Apple have been doing their own Bluetooth mesh network for donkey's ages, which is why you can never, ever turn an iPhone off, despite turning it off. And the unlocked phone reference, I believe, is simply probably turning on developer options. And there's a hidden setting in the phone where you can say, show me all the Bluetooth devices around, even if it doesn't have a name, and it just shows up your MAC address.
Right. Okay. So that's a thing that's been reported for a long time, that people have picked people up. I've even tried doing it on my phone in a cafe. And I don't know if I had the right gear. But if that's a thing, that's, I mean, that's, oh, God, I don't know what it is.
But the thing, and playing devil's advocate a little bit, in the right conditions, you can pick up Bluetooth devices about 150 metres away. So even if you can't see the source, there might be one close by. And it's affected with environmental factors, you know, simply walking in the path of a Bluetooth signal will be enough to disrupt it. So you have to do these sorts of tests in a controlled environment.
Oh, a controlled environment. Yep. Just like they did with the vaccine itself, right?
Yeah, indeed.
I'll match yours. All right, that's the feedback. Bring Kit back on. Kit, what was it like at the Santa parades with Stephen? Could you answer me that?
Well, you know, I must say that despite the needless engine revving, I really did enjoy all of the Santa parades. As a TV icon with a history of over 40 years, it's very humbling that after all this time, I retain the capacity to bring joy to the very young and the not as young. And I see all those smiling faces in the crowd.
You can see them? You can see them?
Well, that's what the scanner is.
Oh, that's, and it picks that up, does it? But you have to be right in front of the scanner, don't you?
Oh, no, he has skills.
Okay. All right, that's good to hear. Nice that you have, along with Stephen, brought joy to people at this time of year. Something that isn't so joyful, being scammed. You've got a story, Stephen, a personal story. Someone like you has been caught out, been scammed.
I've not been caught out, but I call it sport. So a few days ago, I had a scam call from Spark. That's an inverted commas, Spark, on my landline phone. And they told me that they were seeing errors from someone other than me outside of the country getting into my internet. And while they're saying this, in the background, I can overhear other people getting scammed.
Yeah, they don't even hide it, right? Yeah.
Okay. No, they don't even hide it. And so trying to play a little bit dumb, I said, oh, wow, how do you get inside the internet? And then so he repeated his statement again and didn't actually explain or answer the question. But then he said to me that he needed me to go to my computer.
Oh, of course.
So I said, oh, which computer? And then he said, the one that you use. And I said, oh, I have lots of them. Which one? He goes, well, the one that you use. And I said, well, I use all of them. Which one? Then there's an awkward silence. And then I said again, well, I use all of them. Which one do I use? Click.
Yeah, right. Too hard, right? Not on the scripted list of answers.
His head wasn't in the game. I mean, had he survived all of that, he probably would have got tripped up when he assumed I was using Windows or even a Mac. And I didn't have the heart to tell him that I'm not a Spark customer because it would have ruined my fun prematurely.
Yeah, no, you keep that one till, you know, well, you might not even say it at all, but that's it could be a punchline. Yeah, okay, they didn't get you, but they probably got someone.
They would have got someone, and they probably wouldn't have called back. But actually, what I needed to have, which would have been kind of fun, is Daisy. So, Kip, would you like to tell us, please, about Daisy?
Daisy?
Sure. No problem, Stephen. Daisy is an AI granny with a very personable British accent that makes you feel like you want to keep talking to her. She was created to help combat fraud by British mobile phone company O2.
Yeah.
By tricking phone scammers into thinking they are speaking to a real person.
Yep. Hello, Daisy.
Last year, in 2023, a lobby group known as the Global Anti-Scam Alliance have said that more than $1 trillion have been lost to online scams.
Trillion.
$12.5 billion in losses were reported to the FBI in the same year. But don't take my word for it. Let's hear from Daisy herself.
Hello, scammers. I'm your worst nightmare. I'm an AI created by O2 to waste phone scammers' time. So, W's then a dot.
Three times W and then dot.
I think your profession is bothering people, right?
I'm just trying to have a little chat.
It's nearly been an hour! For the love of...
Gosh, how time flies. It's showing me a picture of my cat, Fluffy.
It's showing you a picture of your cat, Fluffy.
Stop calling me dear, you stupid...
Got it, dear. Because while they're busy talking to me, they can't be scamming you. And let's face it, dear, I've got all the time in the world.
I really do love the work that Daisy is doing in wasting scammers' time. She's a very clever and positive application in the use of AI rather than the negative aspects that are commonly reported. She's a bit old for me, I have to say. But that said, perhaps I could go and get myself a part-time job doing the same thing. I think I'd get quite a chuckle scamming the scammers. Oh, and while I have the floor, I have some more Christmas jokes for you.
Oh, gosh. Get ready.
Now, Stephen. Okay. Why don't Christmas trees knit? They keep dropping their needles. I've stopped using social media for the new year, and I'm trying to make friends in the real world while applying the same principles. Each day I walk down the street and tell passersby what I've eaten, how I feel, what I did the day before, and what I will do tomorrow. Then I give them pictures of my family, my dog, and me gardening. I also listen to their conversations and tell them I love them. Does it work? Yes. I already have three people following me, two police officers and a psychiatrist. Why did Santa go to the podiatrist?
He had
mistletoes.
Mistletoes?
Why did the little drummer boy put his drum to bed early? It was beat. Now, this one's my favorite. What's a sheep's favorite Christmas song? Feliz Navidad.
Feliz.
You know, I could tell corny jokes all day, but I don't want to be held responsible for people dying of laughter. That said, just one more.
All right.
Do snow globes ever get scared? No, but occasionally they get shaken. There, all done. Instead of getting bored scamming scammers, perhaps stand-up comedy is more my thing?
Yeah, no, I don't think so, Kit. Just keep to what you know.
Okay. But before there's any more heckling, I'll repeat what I said on Sunday evening during the backstage event. I hope that everyone has been on their best behavior this year. As you probably know, Santa Claus has been the NSA's employee of the month. Since forever. Trust me, I know these things. After all, he knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. So be good, for goodness sake. Anyway, this is Kit signing off. I wish you all a fabulous Christmas.
Thank you, Kit. I was just thinking, Stephen, that maybe Santa gets around with some sort of anti-gravity device attached to his sled, kind of like those drones and UFOs swarming the world.
I remember a long time ago there was a publication put together, an engineer's perspective on Santa Claus and how fast he would have to be traveling in order to deliver presents to everybody, and how hot the reindeer would get that they would spontaneously combust upon acceleration. And it's actually quite an entertaining read.
That's for another Christmas, maybe. All right, let's just get to a couple more things before we're done. What's this? Five Eyes countries are saying stop using text messages. What?
Yeah, so I've been saying this for donkey's ages, to ditch text messages and plain phone calls. They can be intercepted and phone numbers take on a secondary purpose by acting as a form of ID. So America's top cybersecurity and law enforcement officials have made a coordinated push to raise awareness about cyber threats from foreign actors, and their concern is actually from the Chinese government. That's their motivation for telling people all about this. And phone networks do have backdoors, and of course, there's always been that careful balance between having backdoors for, shall we say, the higher ups to look out for criminal activity versus having protection. And the thing is, security people have been saying for donkey's ages that you can't have both, because if you intentionally put backdoors in a system, then there is no way to tell between who's the good guys and the bad guys. And so the cybersecurity divisions of the Five Eyes, and which we are obviously a part of, did a joint released statement on December the 4th, and it's all about how to harden your systems against what they call the SALT typhoon attack. Oh. And that's when they can, as I say, they're more concerned about the Chinese, and they have got into some networks and, spying on people, basically.
Yeah,
is what that's all about.
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
I've seen in the news Google have a quantum computer chip now.
Yes. Yes.
And was I reading that it could do a calculation that would take, what, silicon or binary computers longer than the universe's existence to do in about 5 minutes?
Yep.
So encryption and all that, it's all over, isn't it? It's all gone.
It's always been a cat and mouse game. With that kind of horsepower, then being able to go back and break the encryption on things that are still relevant, that becomes a possibility. Out in the Utah desert, I think they finished it in 2014, the NSA built massive warehouses, and the intention of it was to collect all the world's data so that even though they couldn't break the encryption on stuff that interested them, they were betting on one day there would be the computing horsepower available so they could go back and break certain trade secrets or do whatever they wanted to. But they have to play the waiting game. So if you were able to break something, if you were to spend 6 months cracking something, that would potentially be worthwhile, depending on the nature of what they were trying to get into.
With that sort of processing, you can predict the future. Because at quantum level, it's probability distribution, and you could possibly calculate the most likely, to a very high degree of accuracy, probability in any circumstance, and then predict the future.
Yeah, well, one of many possible futures.
Yeah, but narrowing it down to the most likely out of every single trillions and trillions and unlimited Planck length possibilities. Because if it can do that calculation in 5 minutes that takes all the conventional computers that we've ever had and ever will have longer than the universe exists, then it could probably do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. Just saying. So watch out.
Yes.
Let's finish on this. I don't think you covered it. You talked about Apple just before, but Apple's been granted a patent to identify what?
Quote-unquote, identity recognition using face-associated body characteristics. And this combines not just the facial recognition technology, but adds with other body characteristics to identify people even when their faces aren't visible to the camera. This includes gait or gesture, and they say it's to recognize certain people, and this works by linking a gallery of what they call body croppings, such as your torso, your arms, your legs, with face biometrics. Then it compares the data with a live video feed and proceeds in a stepped approach to identify the face and all the different body parts' physical characteristics, which include your body shape, your skin colour, or the texture and colour of your clothing.
Okay. They never stop, do they?
No. They say, when I say they, Apple have said that they think they'll just use it in, you know, homes, office buildings, warehouses and other things like that. But you know damn well it's going to get pushed around further. It'll be showing up at border control, things like that, access management, event security, the whole nine yards. Interestingly, Apple filed for this patent in May 2022, and it was granted just recently on the 26th of November this year. And while I can't name them, Apple and other companies have too, have actually patented many technologies that they've never made because they just want to stop anyone else from doing it. If they one day decide, oh, yeah, that thing we took a patent out on, I think we might do that now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you get them in the bank, I suppose, like have them in the patent bank. And if anyone else thinks they're smart and have invented something, up they come. Hey, no, we own that idea.
Yeah, exactly. Go back to the drawing board.
Do they still have drawing boards?
Well, it's funny how figure of speeches never die, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, we're still talking knots, don't we, and nautical miles, and that's all from trailing ropes behind sailing ships.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, it's been a great year, Stephen. Thanks so much for your contributions in front of the microphone here and behind the scenes as well for RCR. Really appreciate it. Have a great holiday period and look forward to catching up again next year, Stephen. Thank you so much.
Thanks, you too. And just one final word. If you find yourself in the holiday period ever doing anything stupid, this will make you feel better. Just remember that in 2010, Microsoft held a funeral for the iPhone after they launched their Windows 7 phone because they thought their phone was going to be so awesome and they were going to kill the iPhone. They went as far as I say, making a funeral. They had pallbearers. They had a hearse, the whole nine yards, because they were so confident that their Windows phone was going to be awesome. But no, I could tell that thing was dead in the water as soon as it came out.
You could have told them, eh?
Yeah, it's like, could have saved you the hassle.
All right, we'll catch up next year, Stephen. Thanks again.
Sounds good. Take it easy, everyone.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.